puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's my first time hosting Abandoned Manitoba, and I am so happy to be here with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Rom.
So now, can you remind us of the clue from last week?
Well, I said that we would be visiting a large abandoned building near Inwood in the Interlake that, from the look of it, sits in the middle of a battleground.
All right. So now I know the northern geography of the province, but I don't know how to read this clue. So what does it actually mean?
It's an area in the south part of the Interlake. It's just a little north of Stonewall to the Toulon area. Fairly flat area. And in fact, anybody knows the Interlake, you know that it's a pretty flat area, treed quite heavily. And in this particular case, we're talking about a site where there once was a lime quarry, not lime as in the citrus fruit, lime as the mineral. Because, of course, here in Manitoba, we've taken for granted that we have abundant limestone. We use it in a variety of ways. So, for example, at Garson, we cut big chunks of it and we use those for buildings. Here, for example, in Winnipeg, we have the legislature made out of limestone. We also crush it up and make it into stone. We gravel our roads with chunks of limestone. But there's another way we use limestone as well. So longtime faithful listeners may recall that about 4 years ago, I talked about a site near the Narrows where there were some small lime kilns. And the principle is that if you take limestone, which is calcium carbonate, that's its sort of chemical name, if you raise the temperature of it very, very high, like 1,000 degrees Celsius, in a process called calcination, that calcium carbonate turns into something called calcium oxide or quicklime. It's a very caustic sort of gray powder, and it's used in a variety of purposes, mostly in making things like mortar and plaster. You know, so for building, for example, you need quicklime, and that's a product that has traditionally been made for generations in the Interlake, starting at little places like a quarry near the Narrows that we talked about, say, about 4 years ago. But moving on to a more commercial operation is what we're talking about today.
Now, who built this?
The buildings and the quarry was established by a company known as the Building Products and Coal Limited. They dug products out of the ground, this company, and they would sell them for various purposes. So coal for heating your home, building products would be things like sand, gravel, and things like lime that they would manufacture. And the company was based here in Winnipeg. In fact, it started in 1919, 100 years ago. In fact, about a week ago, a local newspaper here in Winnipeg actually had a feature about the company because the company is still in existence today.
Now, as for the quarry itself, when did it all start?
The initial explorations of the site, I mean, they went around looking for various deposits that they could exploit. And the first explorations in the Inwood area occurred in 1940. And they set up a small sort of test kiln just to see how suitable the material was to manufacture limestone. And it proved satisfactory. So they put up two larger kilns between 1941 and 1942. Now, the whole idea is, of course, you raise the temperature of this limestone in order to calcinate it. You need something to fuel that. You need something to burn to create the heat. And so initially they used coal. And of course, there's no coal in this area in Manitoba. You'd have to bring coal from a long ways away. Well, fortunately, the site is right next to a railway line. And so that would be a fairly easy way to just bring in, you know, train cars full of coal. They found eventually, though, that wood was quite satisfactory. And so they ended up having a sort of a local cordwood industry. They would cut trees to bring in to burn to fuel these kilns. And the idea was that they would then bring in the raw materials, things like the limestone and the coal or the wood, and then out would go the quicklime.
This must have been great for the local economy.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen references to as many as 30 men working there. And of course, this was in the early days of the Second World War. You know, labor probably was scarce. But it was quite an active part of the economy in the Inwood area. And I found a couple of photos of it when it was in its heyday at the Provincial Archives here. You know, and what it shows is two very large sort of interconnected buildings where they would bring the limestone in. They would initially crush it to make it small enough that they could effectively calcinate it. There was a two-story building, and the upper level of that building, actually it was a three-story building at one time. There's only two stories left. The upper story has been removed. The whole facility was operational until the early 1960s. In fact, trying to find out when the facility closed was a tough challenge. I found most references to sometime in 1967, but I found one that said it was the fall of 1966. But sometime in the early to mid-1960s is when it kind of disappeared.
What eventually led to its closure?
I don't know if it's coincidental, but the closure seemed to coincide with a corporate restructuring. So, as I said before, the company used to be called Building Products and Coal Limited. Well, because of the phasing out of coal as a fuel, that probably motivated the name change to Building Products and Concrete Supply. And that's the name by which it's known today. It was, for a while, an independent company, and then it was bought by another company that harkens back to an earlier episode of our series here. So listeners may recall we talked about a site on Sturgeon Road here in Winnipeg near the Prairie Dog Station where there's a whole bunch of concrete pillars sticking out of the ground. And what that was a potential manufacturing plant for concrete built by a company called the British America Construction and Materials Limited, or BACM. Well, this company, the one that operated the Inwood Quarry, was bought by this BACM for a while, and then that company in turn was bought by a company called Genstar, which still exists today. In fact, it's quite active in real estate development, not so much in making lime anymore. And at some point, I guess, the company was spun off again. So today, I say it's still around today. It's been operating now for over 100 years as Building Products and Concrete Supply Limited.
So that's what's happening to the facility right now, or?
Well, the facility actually closed, say, in the mid-1960s, this quarry at Inwood. And it seems, from what I've been able to determine, that the building sat vacant for probably at least a decade, because actually in 1977, I found a newspaper advertisement that said that the provincial government was trying to sell two kilns and some buildings at Inwood. I thought, well, that can't be a coincidence. but I thought, well, why is it the provincial government doing that? Well, I guess because the land that the quarry was developed on was Crown land, and so perhaps the company decided they didn't need this facility anymore. They just walked away and left it, perhaps, leaving the government to kind of decide what to do with it. And so by the 1970s, they were getting rid of stuff. So pretty much everything there is gone. Most of the buildings are gone, but this remaining concrete building, this two-story, very stout concrete building, is still standing there. And it seems to have become a very popular place for, well, among other things, graffiti artists, because it's completely covered with graffiti. But was it interesting, too? We were there about a month ago, I guess, and as we drove in, I thought, oh, what have we walked in on? Because there was a bunch of vehicles there, and people were dressed all in black, had balaclavas over their heads, carrying weapons. And I thought, oh, my. Well, it turns out it's a popular place for people with wanting to make mock battles, whether it's like paintball or something like that.
That's a relief.
You look at it, it looks like, as I said before, a battleground, because there's all these hills and valleys where they quarry the stone out of the ground. I can imagine it's a good place to carry on mock battles. So, yeah, it's an interesting site. But it's also an aspect of natural history to this site as well, because limestone is a very soluble rock. It dissolves readily in water. And so the whole area of the Interlake is riddled with small caves. These caves are popular for, among other things, animals that want to hibernate, what we call hibernacula. And so, in fact, listeners may know that near the area of Narcisse, there's quite an active area of snake dens where thousands, maybe millions of garter snakes hibernate in the winter.
Mm.
Well, it turns out there's some of these here as well. And so about 14 years ago, there actually was a proposal to develop this old quarry site as sort of an ecotourism area, because you could then go and see the abundance of these snakes around there. So far, it's sitting empty. It's used by, say, these weekend warriors, but otherwise, it's just by snakes.
Wow. There's a good title in there somewhere, isn't there?
You could almost say that because the area is so flat that it's snakes on a plane.
I was waiting for that to come in there. Now, what can we look forward to next week?
Next week, we're going to explore an abandoned site on the shore of Lake Winnipegosis, the story for which is a little fishy.
All right, Gordon, thanks for making my first time on Abandoned Manitoba so enjoyable.
And we'll talk to you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.